So we are studying this Sri Govinda Lilamrita, and we are in chapter 8, and we are in with a section called Midday Pastimes. And today, the section that we are reading is called How Radharani Sees the Forest of Vraja. Before I begin, I must take shelter of my favorite mantras to put me in the right mood. Trinadapi Sunichena Turariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari Haryanama Haryanama Haryanamaiva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. When Srimati Radharani drank these nectarian words of her friend, she longed to meet Krishna. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, she became stunned and could no longer move. Quickly arriving, Kundalata approached Srimati Radharani. She twirled the toy lotus flower in her right hand, and she grasped Radha's hand in her left. Tulasi and Danishta stood in front of Srimati Radharani. Vishakha and Lalita stood at her sides. The other gopis stood in a circle around her. Affectionate Rupa Manjari, carrying paraphernalia for worship of the sun god, and accompanied by Dhanishta Tulsi and other contemporary gopi friends, all followed behind Srimati Radharani. As Radharani and the gopis left the village of Vraja, they noticed a beautiful woman carrying a jar of yogurt, a blue jay, a brahmana, a mongoose, a deer herd, Surabhi cow with her calf, and a bull, all passing one after another on their left side. Youthful Srimati Radharani glanced at a nearby pond and saw a blossoming lotus flower, a swarm of bumblebees, and two dancing Kanjana birds. Thinking the lotus flower to be her lover Krishna's face, the swarm of bees to be his moving locks of hair, and the two birds to be his dancing eyes, Radharani became stunned in ecstasy. When the gopis saw all these auspicious omens, they crookedly smiled and laughed. Filled with great happiness, they moved very slowly. As they walked by her side, Srimati Radharani, moving as slowly as an intoxicated elephant, approached the boundary of Vrindavan forest. As soon as Srimati Radharani and her friends entered the forest, the personified beauty of spring also entered. The beauty of spring caused the trees and creepers to bloom. The beauty of spring caused the cuckoos to vibrate sweet songs on their throats. And the beauty of spring caused the bumblebees and sparrows to warble with pleasant waves of sound. When Srimati Radharani looked at the forest of Vrindavan, she thought it was in truth the desire fulfilling transcendental form of her beloved Krishna. She thought the splendor of the dark creepers in Vrindavan to be actually the beauty of the transcendental limbs of her beloved Krishna. She thought the beautiful sesame flowers to to be the tilak marking on the forehead of her beloved. She thought the large Arjuna trees were Vishala Arjuna and other cowherd friends of her beloved. She thought that the fertile land was Lord Balaram, the elder brother of her beloved. She thought the feathers worn by the peacocks were actually decorations on the crown of her beloved Krishna. She thought the flowers blossoming on the Punaga, Amala, and Champaka trees were flowers in the garland worn by her beloved Krishna. She thought the many Kanchana and Vidruma trees were gold and coral ornaments worn by her beloved Krishna. She thought the splendid Tamal trees were the luster of the body of her beloved Krishna. She thought that the glistening gunjas were a gunja necklace worn by her beloved Krishna. She thought the shade-giving kadamba trees had provided a place where her beloved Krishna had sat down to rest. She thought that the pleasant rustling sounds of the bamboos moving in the breeze were the sweet music of her beloved Krishna as he played on his bamboo flute. She thought the resplendent pitana trees were the kumkum powder worn by her beloved Krishna. She thought the many blossoming manmata trees were the intense amorous desire of her beloved Krishna. She thought the charming sporting of the handsome forest birds were the beautiful pastimes of her beloved Krishna. Whatever Srimati Radharani saw, she considered to be a limb of Lord Krishna, who is the enemy of Bagasura. The continual sight of her beloved Krishna in this way became like arrows striking her heart and maddening her thoughts. This is certainly very wonderful. So that ends our reading today of the Sri Govinda Lilamrita.